Still morning. Well, as some of you know, I am getting married in a few months. And my fiance and I, we took a marriage prep class. And the first lesson we learned in the class is about expectations. And they said, whatever expectation you have of your spouse, bring it really low. Because a lot of times in a relationship, expectations that don't meet each other causes problems.
很多時大家對對方的期望,當我們符合不到這個期望的時候,我們就會很失望。
In the same way, we may have different expectations of church leaders.
同樣,我們可能都對我們的教會的領袖會有期望。
You might have different expectations from the person sitting next to you about what a leader should be.
你可能對坐在你旁邊的人,或者對我們的領袖有不同的期望。
See, even I have expectations of what a leader should be.
甚至我對我的領袖,對我一從同工的領袖,都有一些期望。
But oftentimes we need to ask ourselves, what about God's expectations?
但很多時候,我們要反而要問的就是,神對我們的期望是什麼呢?
And we learn in our study in 1 Corinthians that God is the owner of all things.
我們在多倫多前書,我們看的時候,看到神是所有事情的擁有者。
So therefore, it should make sense that whatever God's expectation is matters more than anybody else's expectation.
所以根據這樣的道理,其實最重要的就是神的期望勝過其他一切的東西。
So hopefully today, I hope that we learn what God's expectations are.
希望今天我們看到神對我們的期望是什麼。
In verse 1, the Apostle Paul says to the Corinthians,
在第一節那裡,使徒保羅對哥林多人這樣說,
Regard us, think of us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God.
人应当以我们为基督的执事,为神奥秘事的管家。
Now, in a Greek lexicon, they define servant as one who functions as a helper.
在这个希腊文的字典里面,他解释这个执事或者是仆人的意思,就是一个帮助者的意思。
Frequent in subordinate capacities, helper and assistant.
很多時都是在別人的指揮之下,是一個協助者,一個助手。
So a servant is one who functions as an assistant or a helper of someone else.
所以執事或者仆人,他常常都是去幫助別人的,在別人的指揮之下。
And the Apostle Paul tells us that someone else is Jesus Christ.
使徒保羅說這個別人就是講到耶穌基督。
They are servants of Christ.
他們就是耶穌基督的僕人。
And at the end of chapter 3, it talks about Paul tells them that you all belong to Christ.
在第三章的尾尾那裡,保羅講到所有的人都是屬於耶穌基督的。
And the reason why the Apostle Paul says you belong to Christ is because you don't own Jesus, Jesus owns you.
保罗之所以这么说,就是因为你们不是去拥有耶稣基督,反过来是耶稣基督拥有你。So
to continue that idea, Paul is saying that they themselves are servants, they're helpers, assistants of Christ.
再将这个意思去延续的话,就是你们大家都是神的仆人,神的助手。
So we have to ask ourselves the question, well, is Jesus, who is the ruler and king of the universe, does Jesus need us?
那我们再问一下, 如果耶穌基督是整個宇宙的王,整個宇宙的管治者的時候,他需不需要我們呢?
Yeah, does God need us in order for his kingdom to work?
神需不需要我們來幫他,以致他的國度能夠順利運作呢?
And the answer is no.
答案是否定的。
God doesn't need us.
神不需要我們。
But God chooses to include us in his work of redemption.
但是神卻選擇我們, 事工上过来到工作。
And that's a beautiful story of how God interacts with people.
这个是一个挺美丽的故事，就是神和人一起来到同工。
In chapter 3 of 1 Corinthians, Paul says that God owns the field.
在林前第三章那里，神讲到神是拥有这个的工场。
You are the mere workers.
他拥有这个田地，我们是他的他的工人。
God owns the building.
神拥有这个的建筑物。
And God gives you certain gifts so that you can have the privilege of building on his building.
神就给我们有这个恩赐，有这个物料呢，来去在他参与他这个建造的工程上高。
So we always need to remember that we do not own God, but God owns us.
我们要常常记住，我们不是拥有神，却是神拥有我们。
And God graciously welcomes us to be a part of His work of redemption.
神却是很有满有恩典咁样嚟欢迎我哋咧，去嚟到参与佢呢个救赎嘅工程。
So Paul also says that not only are they servants of Christ, but they are also stewards of the mysteries of God.
保罗唔单止讲到嘅，佢哋系神执系基督嘅执事或者仆人，更加系神奥秘事嘅管家。
And the Greek lexicon defines steward as one who is entrusted with management in connection with transcendent matters administrator.
在希臘文的字典裡面解釋到這個執事的意思，就是講到是一些人呢，他是被委託是去做一些管理一些超然的事情。
And in verse 2 of chapter 4, it says, Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy.
在第二节那里他讲到呢，所求于管家是什么呢？就是要他们有忠心。
So like servants, stewards, they don't own the property.
跟执事一样，这些管家呢，他们是不拥有这些财物的。
They are managers.
他们只是一个管事的人。
They are given a responsibility to make sure that the day-to-day stuff are taken care of.
他们就是被这个职责呢，是被赋予一个职责，就是去每日呢去来到处理一些事情。
And the quality about a manager that needs to be prioritized is the quality of being trustworthy.
我们是在这个管家他那个所有的质素里面最重要的是什么呢？就是他是有忠心。
In 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15, please turn your Bible there.
在林前第一章第十五节那里讲，请大家看到那里。提摩太前书第一章十五节。
So chapter 1 verse 15, Paulus is going to read it in Chinese.
Okay, 我用中文读出来。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中，我是个罪魁。
See, it's important that you understand that a person, a steward who is trustworthy deserves or requires, the message requires that whoever's listening give full understanding or full acceptance.
所以我们大家要明白呢，一个忠心的执事，他是要能够是将那个信息呢，是完全的是带了出来。
And what is that message? What is that mystery of God?
这个神奥秘事的事是什么呢？
It is the message of Jesus Christ.
就是关于耶稣基督的信息。
That's why Paul says in 1 Timothy 1:15, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus, this is the message, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
所以呢，就是在保罗在提前一章十五节那里讲的，基督降世为人是要拯救罪人。他说这个话是非常可信，非常可佩服的。
And as servants, it is your duty, it is expected of you that you be found trustworthy in handling and managing this message.
作为一个的仆人，一个管家，你们是需要被发现你们是可以信任的。
Why is it important that we need to handle the message of Jesus Christ?
点解我哋能够去掌握耶稣基督呢个信息系咁重要咧？
Because it is the power of God to salvation.
因为呢个系神拯救人嗰个嘅大能。
Dr. D.A. Carson,
D.A. Carson 博士,
he is a New Testament scholar.
他是一个新约的学者。
He is the president of this of the Gospel Coalition.
他是这个福音联盟的主席。
He is a professor at Trinity Evangelical Divinity School.
在三一三一神学院那里来到是来到做教授。
He does a lot of pastoral ministry.
他做很多关于牧者的事工。
Let's see, what else? This is a rumor, but he reads 1.5 books a day.
有个这样的传言呢，就说他一天可以读一本半的书。
And he writes a lot of Christian scholarly work.
他呢，写了很多是基督教的有学术性的典籍。
In an interview, they asked him, what do churches in North America need most?
有一次在访问里面，他被问到在北美洲的教会他们最需要的是什么呢？
And Dr. Carson says, churches need to preach Jesus Christ.
Carson 博士他就说，他说教会需要去传讲耶稣基督。
We live in an age where the gospel is becoming less relevant.
我们活在一个世代，现时是我们这个的福音相对来说是不再重要了。
Churches live in a time where they feel Jesus is not enough.
教会活在一个时代，大家人咧系觉得咧耶稣系唔能够满足佢哋。
So we need to sugarcoat the gospel.
我哋咧需要咧嚟到系喺呢个福音上高加层嘅糖衣。
We need to make it taste good.
我哋要令到佢咧更加嘅好味。
You know, pour some soy sauce.
放啲豉油落去。
Sorry, I lost my train of thought. Okay, however, we know that the gospel is the power of God to salvation.
但是我们知道呢，这个福音呢，是神拯救的大能。
Dr. Carson says the gospel according to the New Testament does two things.
Carson 博士他说呢，根据这个的新约呢，这个福音呢，是有，会做两件事情。
The message of Jesus Christ does two things. One,It will harden your heart.
第一，它会令你的心刚硬。
Or it will set you free, and you are forgiven, and you are reconciled back to God.
或者咧，佢能够系释放你，令你从罪里边咧得到解脱，同神和好。
And that is why it is imperative that churches need to always make the gospel the most important thing.
所以咧，教会咧系需要咧常常将摆喺。把圣经把这个福音摆在最重要的位置里面。
And we should never let fear of how people won't like Jesus deter us from telling people about Jesus.
不要让呢担心别人呢是拒绝耶稣呢而不去对他们的传讲。
Because like Paul says in 1 Timothy,
比如正如保罗在提摩太前书那里说，
The message is that Jesus died for sinners.
个信息就系话耶稣基督为罪人死。
So in the same way, we know that there are good stewards, and I mean good servants and good stewards.
咁啊喺管家咧有好嘅，有唔好嘅。
There are also a lot of bad servants and bad stewards.
亦都有好多好唔好嘅执事仆人。
The only example I can think of, well, there's a lot of examples, but the one that stands out is the story of Amos.
我可以想到很多个例子，其中一个是《阿摩斯书》里面所讲的。
You have a nation that is falling into sin.
有整个全个以色列国是陷在罪里面。
You have God's workers, prophets, that are supposed to speak to the king on behalf of God.
神的工人呢，就是那些先知，应该呢，是代表神向向这人来传讲信息。
You have them not being faithful to God.
但是咧，佢哋却系唔忠于神。
You have God's workers, saying what the king wants to hear.
佢哋咧，却系咧，讲传讲嘅信息咧，就系嗰啲皇帝中意听嘅说话。
And God's workers aren't proclaiming God's message.
神嘅工人却唔系传讲紧神嘅信息。
Instead, they share a message, that makes the king happy.
相反地，佢系讲一啲咧令讨嗰啲王喜悦嘅说话。
And it makes sense why though, because more than likely the king was the one who paid the salaries of the the workers of God.
我哋能够理解嘅，因为呢最后都系呢个王系供养呢啲嘅呢啲嘅先知。
So if you have a family and your income is dependent on the king, you don't want to say anything bad.
但假设我哋系我哋要养我哋一家，而我哋嘅收入系从呢个王而嚟嘅，你都唔会对神呢个王讲一啲唔好嘅说话。
But the Apostle Paul reminds us that servants, you belong to Christ.
但系使徒保罗佢系提醒我哋仆人系属于耶稣基督嘅。
Stewards, you are first and foremost responsible for God's message.
管家，你哋系对神嘅信息系负上呢个责任。
So in the case of Amos, nobody wanted to call out sin, so God called Amos.
所以在阿摩斯书里面没有人愿意是传讲这个罪的信息，于是呢神呢就呼召阿摩斯出来。
And Amos wasn't a prophet, he was a herdsman.
而这个阿摩斯他根本不是一个先知，他只是一个牧羊人。
But because no one would declare God's message of judgment and reconciliation, God had to call Amos.
但是因为没有人愿意传讲神那个审判和和好的信息，于是呢神就呼召阿摩斯。
My professor, Dr. Tennant, he was a missionary in South Africa.
我的我的教授Tennant 博士，他在南非曾经在南非做这个宣教士。
And he lived for years in a really, really poor area.
他有很多年住在一个非常贫困的地区。
So there was a family in the church that owned the farm.
咁咧喺有一个嘅教会嗰个地区度咧，有一个家庭咧，佢哋系拥有一啲嘅农地。
Once a week, this family would donate meat to Dr. Tennant and his wife.
每个礼拜咧，这个家庭咧都会咧捐赠一啲嘅肉咧，系俾呢个Tennant 博士嘅家庭嘅。
And this is the only time they would have meat ever.
咁咧就系佢哋咧每次咧就佢哋就靠呢啲嘅肉咧嚟到系去嚟到生活。
One day there was this family started to live in sin and cause problems in the church.
后来咧这个家庭咧开始嚟到待喺罪网嘅里边，亦都令到教会咧产生呢个问题。
So Dr. Tennant had a choice: confront sin or excuse it.
咁啊 ，Tennant 博士咧佢就系要面对一个问题啦，系去处理呢个罪嘅问题啊，亦或系去唔理佢。
If he confronts sin, no more meat.But if he doesn't, he still gets meat every week.
如果佢去面对去处理呢个问题嘅罪嘅问题嘅话咧，佢可能再唔会有人供应肉俾佢。但系如果佢唔去相反地，如果佢唔咁做嘅话咧，佢肉可能会继续系一路有供应。
So as a good steward and a good servant of Christ, Dr. Tennant confronted this family.
但系佢作为神嘅一个嘅好嘅执事同埋管家，佢就去嚟到同呢个家庭嚟到系。讲呢个罪嘅问题。
And surely no more meat would arrive.
啊，咁啊真系啦，嗰啲肉咧就唔再被供应啦。
So when Dr. Tennant was reflecting on this, he was wondering why he was there in South Africa. I mean South America.
哦，佢当佢再反省呢件事嘅阵时咧，佢就谂下点解我会喺呢个南美洲呢一度咧
？And he remembers that he was called by God for God.
但是他记得他就是神是被神来到呼召是为神来到去工作。
And he was given a responsibility that his ministry he be found trustworthy.
他是被委任去做一个的事工，而神要在这里面找到他是有忠心的。
That he doesn't compromise.
他不去妥协。
So he managed what God has given him well.
他就是在神赋予他的事情上高他来到做好。
So why is this important to you?
咁呢样事情点解咁重要咧？对我哋
，For some of us, maybe we don't play the role as a servant or a steward in this church.
对我哋嚟讲，我哋可能有啲人咧，就系唔系话喺呢间教会里边，唔系执事，唔系管家。
So how is this relevant to you?
咁呢段嘅经文对我哋有咩意思咧
？It has everything to do with you.
当然对我哋有意思。
Because I believe.That your spiritual growth,
因为我相信你哋嘅属灵生命嘅成长
，I believe that even perhaps to a certain degree your salvation,
甚至乎到某个程度对你嗰个救恩
，your understanding of Jesus Christ,
你对耶稣基督嗰个嘅认知
，is affected positively or negatively by leaders.
係無論係正面或者負面嘅，係被你嘅領袖嚟到影響。
It is your responsibility that you open your eyes, your eyes, open your ears, and be aware of what is the gospel and what is not the gospel.
呢個係你哋嘅責任，去打開你哋嘅眼睛，打開你哋耳朵，去認清楚乜嘢係福音，乜嘢唔係福音。
That you understand what is a good servant of Christ and what is a good steward, a good manager of the message of the gospel.
亦都係你哋嘅責任去嚟到分辨清楚點為之一個係一個點樣係一個神嘅好嘅執事，點樣神係神事情嘅一個好嘅管家。
And you understand what is a bad one.
你亦都明白乜嘢係一個唔好嘅管家同執事。
Because I think your spiritual growth is affected by this.
因為我相信你哋嘅屬靈嘅生命嘅成長係被呢啲事情影響嘅。
But those of you who are leaders,
但係你哋當中作為領袖嘅
，Let this be a warning as we see in verses 3-5.
我哋讓我哋喺第三至五節嗰度嚟到揾出一個嘅教導。
That you have.A great judge who will judge you for what you do.
你咧係會有一個大嘅審判官，佢將會嚟到審判我哋。
So even though we don't put too much weight on what people think of us,
雖然我哋唔會太過重視人對我哋嘅個觀點係點樣。
We have a greater judge that we should be very afraid of.
我哋卻有一個更大嘅審判者，我哋係需要去嚟到敬畏佢嘅。
So those of you who teach God's word.
所以我哋當中去教導神話語嘅人
，those of you who are given the responsibility of managing God's ministry，
我哋當中係被委任有個責任去嚟到去管理神嘅事工嘅人
，those of you who are helpers and assistants of the message of Jesus Christ，
我哋當中係神耶穌基督話語個信息個嘅助手或者係協助者嘅人
，you need to take it very very seriously because。The Lord will judge you accordingly.
我哋要好好嘅去警醒，去嚟到面對呢個嘅教導。
So though you are free from human judgment,
所以我哋當中嗰啲係我哋係唔被人嘅論斷去審判嘅。
You are not free from God's judgment.
我哋卻唔係不被神去審判。
And you need to understand why God is so.Strict and so serious about this.
我哋要明白點解神係咁嚴苛嘅喺呢件事情上高。
Because the gospel is the power of God to salvation.
因為呢個福音係要去係神去拯救人類一個大能。
It is the message that Jesus dies on the cross for sinners like you and me.
呢個信息就係話耶穌基督。死喺十字架上高，为罪人要死，为你为我。
And we must not ever, ever water it down.
我哋唔可以将佢嚟到冲淡。
We must not ever, ever mistreat this wonderful message that we have been given.
我哋永远唔可以嚟到去错待搞错咗我神俾我哋呢个咁重要嘅信息。
It is my desire that someday when I die.
这个、是 我有一个期望，有一天呢当我 死的时候
，That Matthew chapter 25 verse 21
喺马太福音 chapter what
25 verses 21
马太福音廿五章廿一节
，Where it says, "Well done, good and faithful servant."
佢嗰度讲到做得好，你这又良善又忠心嘅仆人。
It is my desire that that would be written on my tombstone.
这个就是我的愿望，在我的墓碑上高是刻住这样的字。
And I hope that those of you who serve, you serve faithfully and you serve in a way that you are found trustworthy.
我也是期望大家呢，当你去侍奉神的时候，你是能够是有忠心的去侍奉，你也都被人家见到你是有忠心。
Because this world needs it.
因为这个世界需要这样的人。
Let's pray.
我们祈祷。
Lord, thank you that you have given us a great calling to ministry.
神，我们多谢你给我们有一个召唤，来到是去在你的事工上参与。
We don't deserve it.
我们不值得你去呼召我们。
We don't own this ministry.
我们不拥有这个事工。
But you graciously give it to us to handle and manage.
你的恩典，祂是叫我们能够有机会参与去管理。
So Lord, I pray for all the leaders here.
我願意喺呢度為所有嘅領袖嚟到祈禱。
That they may be found trustworthy.
願佢哋都係被發現係有忠心。
Handling the message of Jesus Christ in a very profound way.
係能夠係好徹底地去處理耶穌基督嗰個嘅信息。
That they will never stop preaching the gospel.
佢哋唔會去嚟到傳一個個信息。
For it is the power of God to salvation.
除非佢哋認知道呢個係神得救嗰個大能。
And for those of us here that are a part of this church.
我哋當中係呢間教會一份子嘅。
For those of us here that are seeking and searching for truth.
喺我哋當中嗰啲尋找真理嘅人。
For those that have doubt about Jesus.
喺我哋當中嗰啲對耶穌基督有疑惑嘅人。
I pray that you would bring good servants and stewards.
我哋祈求你將呢啲好嘅執事、好嘅管家
into their life.
帶到佢哋嘅生命嘅當中。
I pray that your name would be glorified.
願你嘅名得到榮耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶穌名求。
Amen.
Amen.